Waves with Steve Byquist and Dennis Rom. Today's program is sponsored by Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan and by Chelan Realty. Making Waves is a production of LakeChelanNow.com.
Hi, everybody. Dennis Rom here, along with
Steve Byquist with you.
And we are, Steve.
Making Waves with smoke going downhill and fires going downhill and school cranking up and a feel of fall. So we're going to make some waves about fall and harvest and arguably our biggest industry in the area, agriculture.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to not spending much time on talking about fires and smoke and those kinds of things. But it's amazing to think, Steve, you mentioned school. School's back in session, as we know. And unbelievable that although it's not officially the end of summer, for most practical purposes, it's the end of summer once kids start going back to school. And now we can look ahead to the fall and the winter, I suppose.
Best kept secrets, Lake Chelan is boating and enjoying the area in September and October, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, lots of things on the horizon coming up. We're not going to get in detail of that right now, but there will be a September car show, which is a lot of fun. There are hydroplane races in Manson coming up in September. There's the Mahogany and Merlot event coming up where the old classic hydros come. There's the Norm Evans Memorial Remote Control Hydroplane Races coming. I love fall.
I do, too. September's the best month of the year, I'm telling you.
Well, Steve, it's good to have you back here on the program. We've been hit and miss a little bit the last few weeks. And always fun to sit down and have somebody else to talk to as well. We are going to take a quick break, but as Steve mentioned, we're going to talk a bit about agriculture and crops, maybe get into the apples and the cherries, because we are going to Chelan Fresh and we're going to be speaking with Tim Evans, the head of sales there, about the state of affairs of agriculture here in the Lake Chelan Valley. That's coming up next here on Making Waves on LakeChelanNow.com. Hey friends, don't forget about Campbell's Crab Boil. That's right. The third annual Crab Boil at Campbell's is coming back on September 22nd on the Brick Terrace. This great event will include live music, a full-service bar, and delicious Louisiana-style crab boil. Be sure to check it out. For more information, you can visit online campbellsresort.com/crab. And also be sure to put on your calendar Campbell's Resort featuring their fall wine dinner. That's coming up on October the 20th, and this year will feature Walla Walla's famous Spring Valley Vintners October 20th for the annual fall wine dinner at Campbell's. When it comes to real estate in the Lake Chelan Valley, there's no one more knowledgeable than Chelan Realty. Chelan Realty is the most experienced and knowledgeable real estate firm in the Valley. Their real estate professionals have been recognized and respected and recommended for years. Be sure to stop by their office at 141 East Wooden Avenue. Be sure also to check out the Chelan Realty downtown webcam, or you can visit them online at chelanrealty.com. Locally owned and operated, buy from the experienced team or list with the experienced team at Chelan Realty. Welcome you back here to Making Waves on Lake Chelan Now. Dennis Rom, Steve Byquist, and Steve, we have the special guest we talked about before the break. Tim Evans, General Sales Manager from Chelan Fresh, is with us today.
And start with, I think it would be good just to kind of begin at the beginning, because a lot of us don't understand how large Chelan Fresh is and what it exactly does.
Yeah, I thank you for having me as a guest. And yeah, Chelan Fresh has been around since 2004. We came together with Chelan Fruit and Gebbers Farms and represent them and their tonnage in apples, pears, and cherries. And we're to the marketplace, and we're the exclusive marketer for that group. Recently, we've added Borton Fruit and Columbia Valley Fruit Growers in Yakima. And so we represent all growing districts throughout the state, all the way from the southern border all the way to the Canadian border. So pretty good volume moves through Chelan Fresh on an annual basis. So,
representing that number of organizations, any idea how many growers that you represent out there?
I would guess that with Chelan Fruit, the co-op has about 300 growers, and then probably in the neighborhood of, you know, 350 or so growers as a total. So,
Tim, you talked about all the different aspects you're involved with. How many employees physically in this building we're in?
In this particular building, this is our headquarters. We have a southern office that we have employees in as well, in Yakima at the Borton facility. This particular Chelan Fresh has about 106 employees total, and in this particular building, there's probably 55 or 60, between 55 and 60.
So again, I think a lot larger than people think. You're located right next to the school district office, and kind of a on the outside, nondiscreet looking, beautiful building inside here. You guys have done some nice remodeling, and I think Steve was appropriate in bringing it up, because sometimes you have these business entities that are in our communities and people really don't know too much about them. So it's quite an operation. I know one of the things you do also is you do a lot of marketing. I've seen some wonderful videos that you guys produce. Where does that come out of?
We have our own marketing department, which is led by Mac Riggin. He's our VP of marketing. And we do video grower videos. We do a lot of in-store, in-community, online, a lot of digital marketing effort going on there, along with the physical in-store demos, etc. So it's a very, very positive program for us.
Hands-on approach at the local level. The secret to selling something is coming up with shelf space. You got to have your product displayed prominently to have it sold at the retail level, which then affects what you do selling to those folks. You involved in that area as well?
Yeah, most certainly. We're very heavily involved with as a partner to our retail customers, and we deal with national level, regional level, and international level retail, and we're involved in making sure you know, the Apple's got to pay their way and to get the space that they need, and if they don't, they're not going to be on the shelf. And there's been a lot of new varieties, you know, that've exploded onto the market in the past decade. We've got a couple of our own that are very promising, and we're betting big on. So they have to pay their way. So,
what are some of those new ones that you're bringing on board?
One is the Sugar Bee. I don't know if it's a Honeycrisp Unknown Parent cross that is a very, very promising. We've been testing for several years, and everybody that's we've taste tested it at the Produce Marketing Convention. It's an annual convention every October, and it's been a really promising, very intriguing, and very exciting for everyone that's tasted it. So we're betting big on it. It's it's a Honeycrisp cross, so it's just got a unique flavor all its own. So we're going big on Sugar Bee. So.
Now, speaking of that, there was a recent article in the Seattle Times talking about the apple industry in Washington State and kind of ranking them. And Gala, now number one overall, Red Delicious, Granny Smith, I think surprised some people, hanging in there at number three. But it looks like in the years to come, at least one or two of those may be bumped down and some of these new varieties will be moving up.
Yeah, I think that's the trend that's been going on for several years now. Gala is the number one apple worldwide as well, not just in the United States. Red Delicious still has a place in international markets, but is losing shelf space and dollars and pounds sold in the U.S. specifically. But it's still number two, still a very important part of the portfolio, but maybe has a lesser percentage of the total. So we're looking forward to, the big growth items are, Granny Smith continues to be strong. Honeycrisp, Pink Lady are two specific varieties that are continue to see really good growth year over year this year compared to last. So, and we have really good numbers. I think we represent a pretty good percentage of the total Honeycrisp production in the state. And we've got very, very good following of Pink Lady growers as well. So we're excited about those.
Are some of these new varieties what I guess they call club members, where only certain people are allowed to grow them?
Yeah, and that sugar bee falls into that class as well. It'll be exclusive to Chelan Fresh growers, and we are the exclusive marketer globally, and so we're excited about that. We also have the Rocket apple. I don't know if you've experienced the Rocket apple yet, but it's a naturally small growing piece of fruit, and it has a flavor that's really kind of catching on. We've got a real first big volume marketable crop this fall, so we're excited about the Rocket apple as well.
Speaking about this fall, and we're just now getting into harvest time, how's this season shaking out?
You know, the U.S. Apple came out with their estimate at the end of last week, and it looks like Washington's crop is going to be down from the August 1st estimate about 10%. So should be in that range of, I think the current estimate's 155 million total bushels for the apple crop versus a 171 estimate on August 1st. So we think it's a very well-balanced crop, good size across the manifest, and should be very, very, very positive from a pricing standpoint, especially compared to the last couple of years. So
now I've heard that because we got so hot early this year, there were concerns about some of the apples maybe being burned and blemished. And then we had, unfortunately, fires come in and a lot of smoke, that in a way that smoke becomes a protectant for the fruit.
That's accurate. I think we didn't see the real high temperatures in August and even late July that we would normally see because of the smoke coverage, which was really a positive. The heat we did have moderated the growth a little bit. They tend to slow down on growth when it gets really warm above mid-90s.
Talking about harvest and going on, the harvest is extended now with the various varieties, the various different fruits that Chelan Fresh handles. Your marketing season becomes longer. It's year-round. And north to south, there's so many variations. This is really now a year-round 365 business.
Most certainly. We market we'll be marketing, you know, old crop Granny Smith well into this new crop. It was a record crop last year. So that's a great example of, you know, a year-round and even more so, maybe a 13 or 14-month season. So it does happen year after year. We finished up very, very nicely last fall going into the 2017 crop and saw record high prices. You know, just it's a very dynamic business, the produce business in general. A lot of fun to be involved in. I couldn't think of doing anything else that would be as exciting or dynamic on a daily basis. So,
internationally, there are numbers of political factors at play right now, and it's a moving target for you, I would assume, and also a moving target for growers when it comes to returns. Comment?
Yeah, we were impacted by the international tariffs in China specifically during cherry season. Grower returns will be impacted by that. We had a decent season. It could have been a phenomenal season, but with the political climate the way it is, it just it worked out that way. And that's something that, you know, you got to feel for grower, the U.S. farmers. They're always, you know, faced with adversity. And it's different every year, whether it be a weather event or, you know, tariffs this year. So it's a moving target, and growers are risking everything they have to be successful. And it's not easy. And it's a very, very competitive landscape, and it's on a global scale. So
that situation, it sounds like it's going to be pretty fluid for a while in terms of how it might all shake out.
Yeah, it sounds, you know, it evidently there's been an agreement reached with Mexico and the U.S. We have a current 20% tariff on our apples going to Mexico, and that's our largest export market. So it does impact our growers a lot. We're hopeful with this new agreement that we'll be able to move past that into this new crop.
Same situation with Canada, if I'm not mistaken, and changes with the situation with Mexico are kind of hinged to Canada as well politically right now today as we speak. May change tomorrow.
Most certainly. That's the unknown at this point. And we do have a tariff going to both. And hopefully, you know, Canada's on the docket to be next in that negotiation. So hopefully that works out well for us as well.
Tim, I'm curious because we're kind of sliding into the political aspect a little bit. Chelan Fresh, maybe others that do similar work like you, do you have lobbyists or anything? Do you get a chance to try to get your concerns out to the leaders that make some of these decisions?
Yeah, we have some people that are political liaison in the, with specifically with U.S. Apple Association. They're a big lobby group that tries to voice the concerns of the apple industry, pears and Northwest fruit in regards to cherries as well. So yeah, we don't get involved from a Chelan Fresh perspective, maybe near as much as we probably should, but we do have representatives out there working for us every day.
You sell internationally, obviously, and there are other people doing the same sort of thing. I suspect Chelan Fresh is on speed dial of somebody in, I don't know, Japan, pick a country, to call up and say, I need X, and you're competing with somebody else. They make a call to another organization, also on speed dial, and say, I need X, and then there's a bit of competition going on. Is that a fair statement?
That is a very fair statement. Good buyers do their job well, and they leverage one against the other on a consistent basis in our business. They know what the current market is, and so it's our job to balance that and try to get the grower a good return.
So you have people sitting in this office that basically know that they're competing with someone else, and they're making real-time decisions as to what we can sell a product for and still get a return.
Most certainly happens every day, and it's, like I said, very dynamic. And our salespeople are very aware of what it takes to farm and what those costs look like. So sometimes that's out of our control, based on supply and demand, and that drives the produce business more than anything. And so it's a very, very dynamic on a day-to-day and week-to-week basis.
Tim, kind of tell us, I'm looking out the window here in your conference room, and it's full of people out there with headsets, on phones, on computers. If you could just kind of walk us through, not in detail, but basically, what happens here on a daily basis? What are most of these people doing?
We have two different departments. We have a domestic sales department which deals with all of the U.S. and Canadian business. Then we do, and we have an export department which deals with every other country around the world, approximately 55 different countries. They are essentially putting together ad quotes, informing buyers of what's being harvested, what the timing looks like, size profile, dialing in on what that customer standard is, and working with production and logistics to bring it all together to produce an order. And that's what we're in. We're in the business of selling fruit, and that's what they're actively pursuing on a daily basis.
Once the order's consummated, you've got the deal firmed up. What happens from there? What logistically you got to move X to point A?
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts. That's the fun part of the business, is it's coordinating what's being picked and what it looks like in the bin and how that translates to a box of fruit. And so we have a production department that schedules all of our packing at each division, at each warehouse facility. We have grade standards for every customer. So we try to get the right fruit in the right box the first time on an orchard run bin, if you will, and a bin of apples comes out of the orchard, goes into the warehouse, and it may produce 18 boxes of fruit out of that bin in different sizes, grades, and so we try to match that with the salesperson, our production, logistics, getting it to the right facility to load. You know, so there are a lot of moving parts, but you know, we have a lot of experience in this office, and we make it happen. We're not perfect, and our warehouses will tell you that, but we try hard in just trying to get it right the first time.
Because you deal with so many countries, Tim, are you on a regular basis sending out missions to these countries to meet face to face?
Yeah, our actually our domestic team travels quite a bit to see customers. We try to do a early season, mid season, end of season type of visits, if you will, to try to set programs up face to face and meet with our customers on a regular basis. Still a relationship business in a very, very big way. 90% of what we do are verbal contracts over the phone. And so you've got to develop a relationship. You got to be trust. You know, you have to have some trust there and a level of integrity that they can rely on.
What about when you deal with other countries? Do you have bilingual staff speaking their languages? How does that work?
Most certainly, primarily in Latin America, we have several bilingual salespeople here at Chelan Fresh that work in whether it be Mexico, Central America, South America, and then in Asia, we're big in Asia as well. In Southeast Asia, most of those people speak English, fortunately, and so it works pretty well. But our export manager is on his way to India right now. And then he's going to Hong Kong. We have several salespeople in Hong Kong for what's called a Fruit Logistica. And it's a basically a produce summit, if you will, an annual convention there. So,
I'm curious, what happens when you develop, you've sold a product to someone somewhere, and for one reason or another, it's not what that customer wanted and or got damaged in shipment?
Actually, you know, we take a lot of pride in making sure we pack the right fruit for export markets because of the transit time involved. And there are, you know, inevitably it's produce and you're going to have some bad arrivals from time to time. And knowing that customer, we've got a lot of experience with a lot of different international markets and customer specific over the years. So we kind of, you know, you work through those things, and that's where that trust and integrity come in.
Tim, anything we haven't maybe asked you about that would be important for those listening to this, or maybe anything new on the horizon for Chelan Fresh that you'd like to talk about?
You know, we continue to grow. We've been through a year where we had quite a large merger and grew by about 40% year over year. So it's been a challenging year. We had a very large crop, I think the second or third largest crop we've had in Washington State. So there were some challenges on quality this year, bringing on new people, integrating the culture. But you know what? We've got some great people, and that's what makes us what we are. And, you know, the past 6 months has worked pretty good after first 6 months of a lot of challenges. And but, you know, it's a credit to our people that we're moving forward and looking for bigger and better things.
I'm curious, just last question from me. Obviously, you're dealing with customers that are in different time zones. So does this operation become nearly, do you have people on board here working at midnight, say?
That's a great example because most everywhere, you know, Europe's 8 hours ahead. Asia's, you know, 15 hours ahead. We work in 55 different countries. So primarily most of those quotes, volume estimates, etc., that are being quoted to a customer would go out via email. Cherry season is very different. You know, when it comes to, you know, there's a lot of activity on the phone in the evening because it's morning in Asia. And we do a lot of business in Asia in general. And so, yeah, there's a lot of phone activity in the evening hours, you know, from, say, 6 to midnight to p.m. during cherry season.
I have one last question, if you choose to weigh in on it. And it's just kind of the state of the industry itself in terms of, we're going to speak now about growing apples. And there aren't as many people now passing orchards down to their children. For example, it used to be a family business because those kids have decided they want to do something else. They don't want to be farmers. How do you see the state of here, let's say in the Lake Chelan Valley and Brewster area and whatnot? How do you see the state of that industry? Are we going to start getting to more, fewer small-owned orchards and more big groups coming in and taking those over?
Yeah, I think that's you know, been the current trend in the past 5 years. You see a lot of the smaller growers maybe selling to larger organizations, and there's been a lot of that. There's been a lot of investment in the ag in the past several years that is driving some of that. But you know, we respect the small grower just like we do the large grower, and they're very important to our organization as it stands now. And we want to continue to try to provide the returns necessary to keep them sustainable, and that's what our mission is here.
All right. Well, we want to thank Tim Evans very much for visiting with us here today on Making Waves, General Sales Manager at Chelan Fresh. Thanks for all the insight, Tim.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I've been listening to you guys on the radio for years, and this is the first time we've actually got together, so it's pretty exciting for me.
Well, we appreciate your time. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, wrap things up here on Making Waves on LakeChelanNow.com. Certainly want to thank Tim Evans of Chelan Fresh for visiting with us here today on Making Waves. Steve, it's been fun as always. Always glad to have you back and a part of the program here. Our thanks to our sponsors, of course, Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan, Chelan Realty Company, and the Chelan County PUD. For now, so long. We'll catch you next time around on Making Waves right here on LakeChelanNow.com.
And remember, all weekly episodes of Making Waves can be found under the Listen tab on our website at LakeChelanNow.com. This episode has been sponsored by Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan and by Chelan Realty.